Epistle Sophia, a sixth book, chapter 144, of the chastisement of the curser, and leadeth them forth to the fire rivers and fire seas, and take vengeance on it therein for another 6 months and 8 days. Thereafter they lead it up on the way of the midst, and every one of the rulers of the way of the midst chastise it in his chastisements another 6 months and 8 days. Thereafter they lead it to the Virgin of Light, who judgeth the good and the evil, that she may judge it. And when the sphere turneth itself, she handeth it over to her receivers, that they may cast it into the aeons of the sphere. And the servitors of the sphere lead it forth to the water which is below the sphere, and it becometh a seething fire, and eateth into it, until it purify it utterly. And then cometh Yaloham, and the receiver of Sabaoth, the Adamas, who handeth the souls the cup of forgetfulness, and he bringeth the cup filled with the water of forgetfulness, and he handeth it to the soul, and it drinketh it, and forgetteth all regions, and all the regions to which it had gone. And they cast it down into a body, which will spend its time continually troubled in its heart. This is the chastisement of the curser. Mary continued and said, My Lord, the man who persistently slandereth, if he cometh out of the body, whither shall he get, or what is his chastisement? Jesus said, A man who persistently slandereth, if his time is completed through the sphere, that he cometh out of the body, then Abiut, the Charmon, the receivers of Ariel, come, lead his soul out of the body, and spend 3 days going round with it, instructing it concerning the creatures of the world. Thereafter they lead it below into Amenti, before Ariel, and he chastise it in his chastisements 11 months and 21 days. Thereafter they lead it into the chaos before Yaldabaoth and his 49 demons, and every one of his demons fall upon it another 11 months and 21 days, scourging it with their fiery whips. Thereafter they lead it into fire rivers and boiling fire seas, to take vengeance on it therein another 11 months and 21 days. And thereafter they carry it on to the way of the midst, and every one of the rulers on the way of the midst chastise it in his chastisements another 11 months and 21 days. Thereafter they carry it to the Virgin of Light, who judgeth the righteous and the sinners, that she may judge it. And when the sphere turneth itself, she handeth it over to her receivers, that they may cast it into the aeons of the sphere. And the servitors of the sphere will lead it to a water which is below the sphere, and it becometh a seething fire, and eateth into it until it purify it utterly. And Yaloham, the receiver of Sabaoth, the Adamas, bringeth the cup of forgetfulness, and handeth it to the soul, and it drinketh it, and forgetteth all regions and all things, and all the regions through which it is gone. And they deliver it unto a body which will spend its time being afflicted. This is the chastisement of the slanderer. Chapter 145. Mary said, Woe, woe unto sinners! Salome answered and said, My Lord Jesus, a murderer, who hath never committed any sin but murdering, if he cometh out of the body, what is his chastisement? Jesus answered and said, A murderer, who hath never committed any sin but murdering, if his time is completed through the sphere, that he cometh out of the body, the receivers of Yaldabaoth come and lead his soul out of the body, and bind it by its feet to a great demon with a horse's face, and he spendeth 3 days circling around with it in the world. Thereafter they lead it into the regions of the cold and of the snow, and they take vengeance on it there 3 years and 6 months. Thereafter they lead it down into the chaos before Yaldabaoth and his 49 demons, and every one of his demons scourge it another 3 years and 6 months. Thereafter they lead it down into the chaos before Persephone, and take vengeance on it with her chastisements another 3 years and 6 months. Thereafter they carry it on to the way of the midst, and every one of the rulers on the way of the midst take vengeance on it with the chastisement of its regions another 3 years and 6 months. Thereafter they lead it unto the Virgin of Light, who judge the righteous and sinners, that she may judge it. And when the sphere turneth itself, she commandeth that it shall be cast into the outer darkness, until the time when the darkness of the midst shall be upraised. It, the soul, will be destroyed and dissolved. This is the chastisement of a murderer. Chapter 146. Peter protests against the woman. Peter said, "My Lord, let the women cease to question, in order that we also question." Jesus said unto Mary and the women, "Give opportunity to your men, brethren, that they also may question." Peter answered and said, "My Lord, a robber and a thief, whose sin is this persistently? When he cometh out of the body, what is his chastisement?" Jesus said, "If the time of such a one is completed through the sphere, the receivers of Adonis come after him, and lead his soul out of the body, and they spend 3 days circling round with it, and instructing it concerning the creatures of the world. Thereafter they lead it down into the Amenti before Ariel, and he taketh vengeance on it in his chastisement 3 months, 8 days, and 2 hours. Thereafter they lead it into the chaos before Yaldabaoth and his 49 demons, and every one of his demons take vengeance on it another 3 months, 8 days, and 2 hours. Thereafter they lead it on to the way of the midst, and every one of the rulers of the way of the midst take vengeance on it through his dark smoke, and his wicked fire another 3 months, 8 days, and 2 hours. Thereafter they lead it up unto the Virgin of the Light, who judge the righteous and sinners, that she may judge it. And when the sphere turneth itself, she handeth it over to her receivers, that they may cast it into the aeons of the sphere. And they lead it forth into a water which is below the sphere, and it becometh a seething fire, and eateth into until it purify it utterly. Thereafter cometh Yeloham, the receiver of Sabaoth, the Adamas, bringeth the cup of forgetfulness, and handeth it unto the soul, and it drinketh it, and forgetteth all things, and all the regions to which it had gone. And they cast it into a lame, halt, and blind body. This is the chastisement of the thief. Andrew answered and said, "An arrogant, overweening man, when he cometh out of the body, what will happen to him?" Jesus said, "If the time of such a one is completed through the sphere, the receivers of Ariel come after him, and lead out his soul out of the body, and spend 3 days traveling round in the world with it, and instructing it concerning the creatures of the world. Thereafter they lead it down into the Amenti before Ariel, and he taketh vengeance on it with his chastisement 20 months. Thereafter they lead it into the chaos before Yaldabaoth and his 49 demons, and he and his demons one by one take vengeance on it another 20 months. Thereafter they carry it on to the way of the midst, and every one of the rulers of the way of the midst take vengeance on it another 20 months. And thereafter they lead it unto the Virgin of the Light, that she may judge it. And when the sphere turneth itself, she handeth it over to her receivers, that they may cast it into the aeons of the sphere. And the servitors of the sphere lead it into a water which is below the sphere, and it becometh a seething fire, and eateth into it until it purify it. And Yeloham, the receiver of Sabaoth, the Adamas, cometh and bringeth the cup with the water of forgetfulness, and handeth it to the soul. And it drinketh and forgetteth all things and all the regions to which it had gone. And they cast it up into a lame and deformed body, so that all despise it persistently. This is the chastisement of an arrogant and overweening man. Thomas said, "A persistent blasphemer, what is his chastisement?" Jesus said, "If the time of such a one is completed through the sphere, the receivers of Yaldabaoth come after him and bind him by his tongue to a great demon with a horse's face. They spend 3 days traveling around with him in the world and take vengeance on him. Thereafter they lead him into the region of the cold and of the snow and take vengeance on him there 11 years. Thereafter they lead him down into the chaos before Yaldabaoth and his 49 demons, and every one of his demons taketh vengeance on him another 11 years. Thereafter they lead him into the outer darkness until the day when the great ruler with the dragon's face, who encircleth the darkness, shall be judged, and that soul becometh frozen up and destroyed and dissolved. This is the judgment of the blasphemer. Chapter 147 of the chastisement of him who hath intercourse with males. Bartholomew said, A man who hath intercourse with a male, what is his vengeance? Jesus said, The measure of a man who hath intercourse with males, and of the man with whom he lieth, is the same as that of the blasphemer. When then the time is completed through the sphere, the receivers of Yaldabaoth come after their soul, and he, with his 49 demons, taketh vengeance on it 11 years. Thereafter they carry it to the fire rivers and seething pitch fires, which are full of demons with pig faces. They eat into them and take vengeance on them in the fire rivers another 11 years. Thereafter they carry them into the outer darkness until the day of judgment, when the great darkness is judged, and then they will be dissolved and destroyed. Thomas said, We have heard that there are some on the earth who take the male seed and the female monthly blood, and make it into a lentil porridge and eat it, saying, We have faith in Esau and Jacob. Is this then seemly or not? Jesus was wroth with the world in that hour, and said unto Thomas, Amen, I say, this sin is more heinous than all sins and iniquities. Such men will straightway be taken back into the outer darkness, and not be cast back anew into the sphere. But they shall perish, be destroyed in the outer darkness in a region where there is neither pity nor light, but howling and grinding of teeth. And all the souls which shall be brought into the outer darkness will not be cast back anew, but will be destroyed and dissolved. John answered and said, A man who hath committed no sin, but done good persistently, but hath not found the mysteries to pass through the rulers, when he cometh out of the body, what will happen unto him? Jesus said, If the time of such a one is completed through the sphere, the receivers of Benchok, who is one of the triple-powered gods, come after his soul and lead his soul with joy and exultation, and spend 3 days circling round with him, instructing it concerning the creation of the world with joy and exultation. Thereafter they lead it down into the Amente, and instruct it concerning the instruments of chastisement in the Amente. But they will not take vengeance on it therewith, but they will only instruct it concerning them, and the smoke of the flame of the chastisements catcheth only a little. Thereafter they carry it up unto the way of the midst, and instruct it concerning the chastisement of the ways of the midst, the smoke from the flame catching it a little. Thereafter they lead it unto the Virgin of the Light, and she judge it, and deposit it with the little Sabaoth the Good, him of the midst, until the sphere turneth itself, and Zeus and Aphrodite come in face of the Virgin of the Light, while Cronus and Ares come behind her. And that hour she taketh that righteous soul and handeth it over to her receivers, that they may cast it into the aeons of the sphere. And the servitors of the sphere lead it forth into a water which is below the sphere, and a seething fire ariseth, and eateth into it until it purify it utterly. Thereafter come Yalaham, the receiver of Sabaoth, the Adamas, who giveth the cup of forgetfulness unto the souls, and he bringeth the water of forgetfulness, and handeth it to the soul, and it drinketh it, and forgetteth all things and all the regions to which it is gone. Thereafter there cometh the receiver of the little Sabaoth, the good, him of the midst. He himself bringeth the cup filled with thoughts and wisdom, and soberness is in it, and he handeth it to the soul. And they cast it into the body which can neither sleep nor forget because of the cup of soberness which hath been handed unto it. But it will whip its heart persistently to question about the mystery of the light until it find them, through the decision of the Virgin of Light, and inherit the light forever. Chapter 148. Mary said, A man who hath committed all sins and all iniquities, and hath not found the mysteries of the light, will he receive the chastisements for them all at once? Jesus answered, Yea, he will receive it. If he hath committed 3 sins, he will receive chastisement for 3. John said, A man who hath committed all sins and all iniquities, but at last hath found the mysteries of the light, is it possible for him to be saved? Jesus said, Such a man who hath committed all sins and all iniquities, and he findeth the mysteries of the light, and performeth and fulfilleth them, and cease not nor doth sin, will inherit the treasury of the light. And Jesus said unto his disciples, When the sphere turneth itself, and Kronos and Ares come behind the Virgin of Light, and Zeus and Aphrodite come in face of the Virgin, they being in their own eons, then the veils of the Virgin draw themselves aside, and she falleth into joy into that hour when she seeth these two light stars before her. And all the souls which she shall cast at that hour into the circuit of the eons of the spheres, that they may come into the world, will be righteous and good, and find at this time the mysteries of the light. She sendeth them anew, that they may find the mysteries of the light. If, on the other hand, Ares and Kronos come in the face of the Virgin, and Zeus and Aphrodite behind her, so that she seeth them not, then all the souls which she shall cast in that hour into the creature of the spheres will be wicked and wrathful, and do not find the mysteries of the light. When then Jesus said this unto his disciples in the midst of the Amenti, the disciples cried and wept, saying, Woe, woe unto sinners, of whom the negligence and the forgetfulness of the rulers lie until they come out of the body and are led to these chastisements. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, Son of the Holy One, and have compassion with us that we may be saved from these chastisements and these judgments which are prepared for the sinners. For we also have sinned, our Lord of our light. A later postscript. The righteous man, they went forth three by three to the four zones of heaven, and they proclaimed the goodness of the kingdom in the whole world. The Christ, in working with them through the words of confirmation and the signs and the wonders which followed them. And thus was known the kingdom of God on the whole earth and in the whole world of Israel as a witness for all the nations which are from the rising unto the setting of the sun. So ends Pistis Sophia, a Gnostic Gospel.